This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're doing that little dessert of overdrive here. We're talking to the callers, HB in FEMA Region 4, on mortgages and housing markets. Sorry, Mr. Dent had to go, but what's your take on this?
Hey, Alex. A couple of things. The fracking issue, I don't want to, I'm not taking joy in all those people losing their jobs, but it's ruining our groundwater terribly. We don't need it. We've got so much crude oil around, we don't need fracking. Mortgages, I'm wondering what's going to happen to all of us mortgage holders when all this, you know, finally hits the fan.
Oh, they're still packaging fraudulent loans. You know, they harass the person doing the borrowing at the grass level, but then above it, the big banks are still reselling them over and over again.
I mean, what's going to happen to us guys where the rubber hits the road? They're going to kick us out in a month or two, aren't they?
If it gets bad enough, they'll just reduce the rate. They'll just reduce the payment and the overall bill, the overall note that they come up with a computer program that they think will keep you in the house paying the debt. I mean, I think Dent's right that down the road they're going to not just kick people out of their houses. But then the globalists hate people so much they might just do that just to destabilize things. I don't know. I mean, we're in the hands of people that are militarily conquering us through economic warfare.
What they'll do. We're getting ready to put our house on the market. I may be a little too late. But, and that one guy called in, started on the religion thing. I'm still of the mind that they're using the New Testament, that King James and those people rewrote it as a roadmap of what they're going to do to us. I can't help but get over that.
Well, regardless, they're following it. So either the Bible's true or the globalists are following it. Either way, you know, science fiction 100 years ago has become reality. So humans are made in the image of God that are able to manifest what we envision. And through the culture, they're manifesting hell on earth. So regardless, strap yourselves in. But good points, HB. I know this. I'm going to oppose all this because it's in my bones to oppose it. Wherever the chips fall. And I know God's real. And I know God is not going to recognize me if I'm not fighting this. But I don't even need to do that to try to get into heaven. And all heaven is in my gut is not being with the spirit of evil. You're with a good spirit, God, good creation, love. It's wonderful. You're with bad people. Sounds like a claustrophobic nightmare to me, and I'm ready to die. Whatever it takes, I will never submit to this. I will never go along with it. I just my soul already belongs to God, and that's the end of it. So that's what it comes down to. E.T., phoning home from Washington. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alex, just two things. The first is, today, in the year of our Lord, 1755, was Nathan Hale's birthday. You know who Nathan Hale was it? Do you know it?
It rings a bell. I know that hackers hinted at stock market turmoil hours before Wall Street shut down.
No, Alex, Nathan said, his last words were, "I regret that I have but one life to give for my country." And he was hung by the British.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Now, the second thing and the last is ANPOG, A-N-P-O-G. That's a new paradigm of government. It's if you type in to your favorite search engine, you'll have two hits. And the second one down is the one you want. It's a new paradigm of government, ANPOG in parentheses. And the answer to all of our frustrations, the answer, which was given to us by our founders, is there. If you go to that website and read it carefully.
All right, I'll check it out, brother. I'm out of time, unfortunately. And we'll try to take more calls tomorrow and then right through the weekend on the Sunday show. This is obviously an amazing time to be alive. Of course, I know who Nathan Hale is. He was an intelligence officer and got hung. And the famous quote, "I regret I have but one life to give to my country." I get a little exhausted after 3 hours on air. And I'm doing an interview and for EU radio coming up. So no rest for the. I guess I'm wicked because there's no rest around here. Great job with the crew. Nightly news tonight. I think it's a Jachari Jackson's piece on the First Amendment. It's good. It's up on Infowars.com. Be sure and check that out.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com, owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans. They're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms, hdfirearms.com.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. Wow. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I went out walking through streets paved with gold. Lifted some stones, saw the skin and bones of a city without a soul. I went out walking under an atomic sky, where the ground won't turn and the rain it burns like the tears when I said goodbye.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. It's Wednesday. Already the 8th day of July, 2015. You notice we've been having guests on every day about the imminent global financial meltdown that appears to be a foregone conclusion, with most of the smart money on serious corrections by this fall or winter. And you've heard me come out just last week after 2 years of not promoting gold and saying that I believe you will see gold by the end of this year dramatically go upwards. And I don't normally make specific predictions, but I've got to go with my gut on this. I've got to go on the activities we've seen of the elites. scurrying for cover, getting their money out of the West, running to armored redoubts, building secret airfields in remote areas of the Arctic and New Zealand, as well as the Ozarks here in the United States. I don't like being right about all this. I wish I was wrong about forced inoculations and driverless cars and the rise of the robots. The Pope has called for world government again today and called it a new world order. They have to understand, ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, MSNBC, Democratic Party, Republican talk show host, have all said you're basically insane or a terrorist if you talk about it, that it doesn't exist. That's because they were building it in quasi-secret. The Pope wants a planetary government based on ecological economic order. That means socialism, communism for the general public, elites above the law, total surveillance of everything you do, to then pay taxes, VAT taxes, carbon taxes, you name it, as carbon indulgences to the world government. This is the new religion, fusing communism, collectivism with earth worship run by a church. You talk about apostasy, you talk about devil, you talk about world government, you talk about Antichrist, you talk about what you're beginning to see the beginning of. And even if you're an atheist, listen to me and listen carefully in a Carl Jung way. Whether there are spirits and influences and forces in other dimensions, which mathematics have proven exist, the dimensions, regardless, humans on a mass scale through group consciousness, that's not spiritual, it's a fact, it's been proven, through mass consciousness can manifest these archetypes of good and evil. And we know what's manifesting right now. It is 200 proof pure wickedness, deception, fraud, inversion. Everything the globalists claim they're going to bring us, it's the opposite. Everything they say is a deception. Epic time right now. Now, what am I getting at? Pope calls for world government again and having it based on wealth redistribution and fake environmentalism. What is Endgame made 8 years ago break down? This exact plan. Why is it to the word exact? Because we're following their declassified and leaked statements. We have their exact playbook. Not just the playbook, but what plays they're going to play in what order. Unprecedented to sit here and watch this pure evil rise, and they are demonizing anyone that opposes it, still saying it doesn't exist while they announce it. New York City Stock Exchange has suspended trading. Trillions of dollars have been lost in the Chinese stock market today. Stock markets around the world are rocked. Told you something big was coming, and this is just the start, my gut tells me. NY Stock Exchange suspends trading. The really worrying financial crisis is happening in China, not Greece. As we've continued to say for the last year, in fact, we've got to get Mr. Dent on the broadcast because he's the one, when almost every other pundit said, no, China's doing great, he's the one saying China is the one that's going to blow. Its stock market is up 100% in just the last few years. It's a total fraud. They've got unrest everywhere. And when it blows, it's going to bring down the whole global economy right as the baby boomers enter the second quadrant of retirement. Baby boomers from about 1947 through about 1958, depending on what you call a baby boomer, they're all retiring. The first third is retired. We're going into the second third. People born in 1950, 51, 52, 53, 54. And then the last group retires. Our population growth is negative. We're only bringing in unskilled, mainly welfare types now from all over the world. I mean, we have labor statistics. We know we're getting mainly unskilled people here. And then now the Democratic Party is there shoving a government milky their way, hoping that they then become Democratic Party voters. And the Republican Party basically has merged the Democrats, so they love it. I mean, we are burning down right now, going totally bankrupt, and they're just shipping in as many unskilled people as they can to sink the boat completely like Greece. So when we go belly up, like Africa has, they can come in and just take the whole thing over for nothing. Libya was helping all of Africa, funding real projects. Compared to the globalists, Muammar Gaddafi was basically a saint. I just have to tell the truth. They went in and took him out, folks, and now all Africa is going into the abyss. They blew up all the infrastructure, turned Al-Qaeda loose to run around murdering everybody. Now Al-Qaeda has spilt all the way into Central Africa, all the way into Western Africa, and is just running around murdering everyone. All run by Hillary Clinton. This morning, I got up about 6 a.m., and I was in the shower. That's when I tend to wake up. Made coffee, drank half a cup, got in the shower, turned on a hot shower, and I'm just standing there with suds in my hair, and I just put my head up against the wall, and I was like, this can't really be happening, that Hillary Clinton's probably going to be our next president when she's such a criminal gangster, so evil, such a fraud, and armed Al-Qaeda and ran the whole strategy to destabilize Africa and the Middle East. And then I got to hear about how she's a woman and I'm a bigot against women because I don't like her. I mean, what a triumph over reality political correctness has had. After 8 years of black versus white under Obama, now it's going to be man versus woman, and they're going to rub salt in the wound while the global economy melts into the ground. All we're going to hear about is how men don't like women, dividing and conquering as seven ways to Sunday. Truly insane. The globalists live off chaos. They're vultures. Vulture crony capitalist who use socialism to domesticate and stun their quarry. New York City Stock Exchange suspends trading in all securities. The New York Stock Exchange halted trading in all securities as it addressed a computer malfunction. Yeah, that's what happened to computer malfunction. The level of BS that is shoveled at us every day. I mean, we live in such an upside down world that they have all these movie stars, everybody weighing in with this fake outrage. How dare Donald Trump say a bunch of criminals are coming in, running from justice in other countries? I mean, that's how they can invert reality. How dare Donald Trump say fish live in the water? We're currently experiencing a technical issue. What, with the Matrix? We're currently experiencing a technical issue that we're working to resolve as quickly as possible. Said the New York Stock Exchange spokeswoman, said in an email statement, we will be providing further updates as soon as we can, and are doing our utmost to produce a swift resolution, communicate thoroughly and transparently. That's the opposite of that. That means communicate through pure deceptions and as hidden as possible. Let's decipher that. We will be providing further updates as soon as we can and are doing our utmost to produce a swift resolution, communicate thoroughly and transparently, and ensure a timely and orderly market reopen. Stock stopped trading on the exchange platform at about 11:32 a.m. New York time, about 45 minutes ago. They continued to change hands on other venues such as the NASDAQ stock market and BATS Global Markets. The head of the Securities Exchange Commission declined to comment. Now, they're probably too busy indicting someone that, you know, they claimed it insider trading for a couple $100,000 with no proof, and then have a big grandstanding media event about it and throw them in prison like Martha Stewart, or trying to put Mark Cuban in jail. They sent Mark Cuban emails and called him. I told you about it the year before it was in the news, and said, you want to put out an Alex Jones movie? We're going to put you in jail. We're going to set you up. They even send emails and make phone calls. We're going to set you up. But don't worry. The Securities and Exchange Commission, they're going to get to the bottom of it, and they're helping work with the Democrats in Texas to indict our attorney general. you didn't pay some filing fee or something. But meanwhile, the stock market had a glitch. It's turned off right now. It has nothing to do with the Chinese market going down 37% and losing tens of trillions of dollars. China looks like it's heading for its version of the 29 stock market crash, says the London Telegraph. Its version? This is global. This will be worldwide.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel. R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now. So Mark and his wife came over to see my wife and me, and he began talking about the 4th of July, Independence Day, you know? And he said Guns80.com is having a really awesome special for the 4th of July. Celebrate your independence with the pistols now. The pistol kit's $4.99. That's right, $4.99. And the Hillary special is backed by popular demand. You remember? 230 round mags, all that. Guns80.com. Guns80.com. Go. Guns80.com. Now. Go now.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Through Friday.
Is this getting better?
11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central.
Our do you feel the same?
Is the stock market crash going to be any easier on you?
Will it make it easier on you now?
That you got the rebel flag to blame.
You got someone to blame.
Wonder if,
you said one love.
Jenner, wearing a dress will save us.
One life when it's one need.
Wonder if banning brown paper bags will.
One.
I wondered if gag orders and arresting people in Oregon that criticize same-sex marriage, I wonder if that'll make us free. See, we've had our real rights replaced with faux rights to infight with each other all day while the globalists prepare to orchestrate a worldwide stock market collapse. This may not be it, but they'll use this to get more regulatory powers, more consolidation, more bailouts ahead of the big one that is coming, part of the Trilateral Commission's plan since the year I was born. They launched the Trilateral Commission in 1974, the year before they publicly announced it when Jimmy Carter began to prepare to run for president. 41 years ago. And they said once they create the three global superstructures, they will then use those to suck dry and implode the nation states that were under it. They will then collapse that and out of it bring in a world government as the solution. And right on cue, world leaders call for planetary government to fix the problem and $100 trillion in global taxes every decade to be paid to the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the International Bank of Settlements. And those three megabanks are all basically consortiums for the same six banks that you will pay taxes directly to, and they will take money out of your bank account whenever they want, no judge, no jury, no nothing. And they will devalue your currency when they want, and they will ban cash, and they will micromanage every facet of your life, and they will raise insurance until you can't afford to drive a car, and you, if you're lucky enough to even have the money to have a car, it'll be robot-driven. Already, all the new cars stop when they think there's danger or call the police on you. They've already all have AI hooked in technology in them, artificially intelligent, not conscious, but artificially intelligent and autonomous to run your life. It's already been rolled out. We're in the final phases, and they're just going to flip on the switch, and we're not going to be in happy land anymore. I live in Austin, Texas, the beautiful heart of this republic, now overrun by all the failures that couldn't make it in California and other states, here lecturing us on their ways of regulations and raiding people's funds and destroying society. And they're running around celebrating in the streets downtown. Donald Trump, Donald Trump. People walk up, ha ha, how do you like it? Donald Trump's been discredited. As if that even matters. It's all just the faux story, the rebel flag, the Donald Trump, the Caitlyn Jenner. Will he have his member removed? I mean, this is like a PCP hallucination. What do you think? Your boy, Trump's in trouble. And I go, Donald Trump's never been my boy. I think he's a ringer. Oh, yeah, sure. You're losing right now. You're losing. You're losing. You're losing. I'm like, no, actually, what he's saying is the truth. I mean, Mexico's collapsed in a total crime wave. I mean, are you denying the illegal alien crime wave? You people never get it. Your time's over. Your time's over. And you'll be looking at some liberal with non-matching socks if they wear like they're God. I don't care if you're wearing non-matching socks. I don't care if you got a handlebar mustache. I don't care. But the fact that you have it, you think you've now like attained godhood, that you're so ignorant, you don't know what July 4th is, but you're running around celebrating, we're the Democrats, we're winning, Donald Trump's in trouble, while the global stock market's melting down, while they put cancer viruses in the vaccines and prepare forced inoculations. And feed us GMOs that sterilize every mammal species that's fed them within three generations. We're now into the second generation of eating this stuff. Our fertility's almost gone. Sperm counts are down 90%+. The IQs have dropped 14 points. Cancer's up 3,000%+ on average. Diabetes almost 3,000%. Type 2. We're under hardcore attack, and you're too busy sucking your thumb, having full imaginary victories, watching Mr. Mad Owl. What is it you don't get about this jackass that I've transcended all your fake left-right garbage? We're under globalist total attack, and you can't even figure it out because you're too busy watching television and obsessing over the rebel flag all day.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
As a community moves towards despotism, respect is restricted to fewer people.
That's veteran Denver police officer Charles Jones IV smashing an unarmed suspect in the face 6 times.
Officers accused of using excessive force on a suspect and then trying to erase the evidence.
I'm observing what they're doing in their own city. I don't understand what's going on.
A community rates low on an information scale when the press, radio, and other channels of communication are controlled by only a few people.
Does it raise ethical questions about the use of government money to produce stories about the government that wind up being aired with no disclosure that they were produced by the government?
Can you ask such a question?
What difference at this point does it make?
When a competent observer looks for signs of despotism in a community, he looks beyond fine words and noble phrases.
There are actions I have the legal authority to
take as president that will help make our immigration system more fair and more just. Tonight, I'm announcing those actions.
What I say goes, see? I'm the law around here.
He saw, he died.
Yes, in modern warfare, our military leaders are finding that words and ideas are highly effective weapons.
We just have to be repetitive about this. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
We are trained to deceive if we have to. You really don't have to trust me. You shouldn't trust me. In fact, by my actually participating in that, I will taint the news.
In communities of this kind, despotism stands a good chance.
The nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Okay, Miss Hughes, well, we're going to do everything we can to help you.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there is a war for your mind.
What the system has done is pushed and promoted mindless trendiness, mindless fashion, mindless cultural Marxism, political correctness, to a point where about half the public would jump off a cliff if they were told to do it, or they'd be called racist or homophobic or sexist. But as many historians have pointed out, and as history has showed, and as many of our guests have pointed out, like Gerald Celente on Monday, don't get down and don't feel bad like I do. I'm kind of giving myself a pep talk, but it's true. When we run into people that are just so invincibly ignorant, that's a term my dad used when I was a kid, invincibly ignorant. I mean, we know we're right about the trilateral plan. We know we're right about where the global government goes. We know we're right about the hellish technocracy that they call it, a totalitarian technocracy. That's their words at Davos, where they say, we need a totalitarian technocracy. The foreign editor of the Financial Times of London wrote an article like 6 years ago titled, And Now for World Government. And he wrote a follow-up article criticizing me. And the article says, yeah, we're secretive, yeah, we're totalitarian, but we know what's best. They use those words. And then I sit here with mainstream media calling me up all the time wanting to do interviews, and they go, it's just the Wall Street Journal or the LA Times or ABC Nightly News or all of them. We'd like to come. What do you want to talk about? Well, your belief that there's a secret plan for a world government. And I go, there's not a secret plan. It's public. Let me give you quotes. And we don't want to talk about those quotes. We're going to talk about your beliefs. What do you think about UFOs? Like, well, I don't really talk about UFOs. I talk about, let me tell you about Barry Goldwater. No, I think we're going to have, yeah. I mean, think about these traitors. World government is coming out in the open with world taxes and plans to shut off resources, with the Pope running around quarterbacking that they're going to redistribute wealth. You got Bernie Sanders here, the little baby Pope, the socialist, and you got Big Daddy Pope over here. And folks know, I don't attack Christian leaders, Muslim leaders, anybody. I don't get into the whole Protestant-Catholic fight. I know great Protestants, great Catholics, and it's the Catholics I know that are really freaked out. This Pope is super bad news. I mean, whoa. I always remember growing up hearing, and then when the Antichrist prepares to rise up, they'll put one of their people in the Vatican, and the Pope will be the false prophet. And I'm like, oh, yeah, right. Well, hey, whether the devil's real or not, I'm here to tell you this new Pope is the false prophet. He fits the bill in every respect. I mean, I remember past popes like fought communism and helped bring down the Soviet Union. Pope John Paul II and people did a lot of really good things. This guy, Ratzinger, looked like Emperor Palpatine, but he didn't do stuff like this. This new guy, it's like having Fidel Castro as the Pope. And again, we're just supposed to just put up with it. Oh, you want world government. Oh, you want carbon taxes for the poor. And you know, the mainstream media attacks Catholics and popes in the past. I mean, you turn on mainstream media, that's all you saw. And leftist pedo guilds trying to take it over and stuff. But as soon as this new pope got in, it was like, oh, my gosh, it's like the second coming of Christ. He's so sweet. He's so loving. He helps poor people. He feeds children. He saves kitty cats out of trees. I mean, he is like Mother Teresa as a man. We just really need to get down on our knees to this guy. And he's pushing the exact same agenda of Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and the EU and the New World Order. I mean, you talk about anathema to freedom. This pope is the polar opposite of what's good. And he does it slickly and lovingly, just like Barack Obama. And you notice we got socialists just coming out of the woodwork and communists. They're all activating. The red brigades are running around in Austin and Dallas and everywhere I go. I see folks running around with red flags. Without even trying, I caught two different communist marches the last 2 months on tape. Just what's all that chanting? You're like in a restaurant, you look out, and there's 400 communists running by, burning American flags and knocking people over. And it's just, this is it. And again, I'm not saying it's a communist conspiracy. At its heart, the globalists use communist collectivist ideologies as their control mechanism with the dumb masses. I was reading a CNN article this morning. It was like 6:30 in the morning. I should have printed it, it was ABC News. It was 10 super fans of Bernie Sanders, and it was like, I'm a socialist and want a socialist utopia, and I don't want to pay off my student loans, and I want other people to pay for it. I mean, it read like a nightmare of theft, but I had to realize, no, this is for the average American to read that and go, yeah, I want free stuff. Oh, you'll get free stuff like Cuba and Venezuela that have collapsed repeatedly. I always hear people go, man, we're going to have great free health care like Canada. Every Canadian I know comes down here for health care. It's horrible. We need a national health service like England. It's wonderful. CNN told me so. Oh, really? Is that why Paul Watson, when he had strep throat a few years ago, couldn't for a month get any antibiotics? They just kept giving him a little pack of like gloves and aspirin. He just go home and then die. He couldn't get permission from them to go see a private doctor. You have to get permission from the government to go see a private doctor. And if you're not on the in crowd, the ring knocking crowd, you don't get to get in. Thank God he just got better with herbal stuff. But he was like out for like 3 weeks, coughing up blood, kept going, begging for help, had money. He just knew we're sorry. And then the average moron, because they've got a Obama sticker on their car, thinks the health care is going to be great as we watch health care prices explode and the economy collapse. Which is the plan. So I'm not trying to be nasty and negative here. I've just had enough. I mean, by the way, Nico, I meant to ask you in the break, how's it going with Harry Dent? Good. Because he's the guy that has just been, as of late, he's been predicting stuff for more than 20 years accurately and a best-selling author. But, I mean, he's been dead on about so much. And I want to get his take on the China situation, because he's been saying that he believes it's imminent by the end of the year that China would go belly up. And you tune into other pundits and people, and it's all just China's wonderful, China's great. If you don't like it, you're racist. I've actually been hearing that. And again, if you don't like gangrene, you're racist. And if you don't like Jade Helm troops on the street, you're racist. They had Hardball attack us last night about our deep racism. We just don't trust the black president. I didn't trust Bush getting rid of the posse comitatus. This is all part of a bipartisan takeover. But Obama is their front man, and they do use the fact that he's part African to have a shield. So they make it racial, and then we have no other choice but to point it out. And we're so paralyzed because of it. It's like race and sex issues have become the Chiari darts. Brazilian natives, you know, will shoot monkeys for dinner and birds for dinner with little blowgun darts that are dipped in Chiari. And it paralyzes them, and they just throw them in their bag. They're still alive. They get home and roast them. Don't need refrigeration when you've got paralyzation. paralytics, I guess you call them. And that's what political correctness is. Just disease, crime pouring over, Latin America collapsing, 7 billion people worldwide, the West collapsing, globalists destabilizing any country that tries to get on its feet to bring down the third world, then flooding everybody with it. And you point it out, and racist, and then everybody just says, okay, open the border, curare dart. When I had my hernia surgery, they said, yeah, we don't really use a lot of chemicals anymore. It turned out the anesthesiologist was a listener who I'd actually known back in college and when he was a graduate student. And then we had a nice 20-minute talk before he knocked me out. And he says, don't worry. He goes, I know you said the last time he got knocked out for surgery, it took 9 times. That was when you were 16. We also call that the teenager effect. Sometimes teenagers, it takes a lot to put them under. He said, I think you'll take the normal dose for a 235-pound guy. Took him double the curare. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe politically, too, there's a point where I'll finally go under and just submit and go, I'm sorry, I kneel to the Pope and world government and the new corporate government and the new Christ leader that will rise, that will be endorsed as our Gaia leader. And then I'll just say, chop the right wingers' heads off, and I'll wear a pink tutu and just hop around like, liberal, liberal. I mean, you know, I mean, maybe at some point, maybe now I'll just kneel to the Pope and just, yes, world government, communism is the answer. Che Guevara, you are right. Oh, yes. I mean, it's Twilight Zone. And have you noticed how sickeningly accurate this radio show is and how everything we talk about just keeps happening? I don't like that, as I've said 1,000 times or more. It's like a slow motion car wreck. Or like watching one of my children being skinned alive or something in slow motion. I mean, I don't hate the idiots that are under a mind control trance. I don't hate the people that were inducted into all this stuff. But they're still dangerous as a horde of idiots. In fact, we do have a clip now of Pope Francis at the Vatican this morning when he called for world government. And we're going to play that clip right now.
In order to ensure the security and continuing stability, the Republic will be reorganized into the first galactic empire for a safe and secure society.
Just keep it going, though. This is how freedom dies, to thunderous applause. And, you know, I'm laughing about all this because I'm not going to get depressed. And so many people say, Alex, people are waking up. Some good things are happening. I get it. But in my gut. So he's calling for a new world order, an ecological economic order, meaning socialism and fascist tyranny through the Green Police. And again, a few weeks ago, called specifically for a planetary government to carry this out. For everyone's security and prosperity, of course. Remember this article from June 23rd? We broke a secret TxDOT program with Google cars in Austin and all over the state, busily running into people. Well, here it is out of AP. Today, Google tests driverless cars in Austin. But don't worry, with safety drivers. Again, I'm just saying we broke that. See, we broke that 2 weeks ago. Not bragging, just continuing to. We're not the conspiracy theorists. When they call someone a conspiracy theorist, that means a thinking person who's not in a trance, who gets in the way of the known liars. And then, yeah, there are a lot of lay folks out there that are just not waking up, that come up with wild theories because, I mean, if the mainstream media is lying. If the mainstream media is lying and then you've got to go find out what the truth is, they're going to have a lot of speculation. Then they can go out and show our different speculation about what's happening to then try to discredit us like we're a whole cacophony or Tower of Babel not knowing what we're talking about. Well, that's the general public trying to suss stuff out. I know what's going on because I've read Carol Quigley's books. I've read Zbigniew Brzezinski's books. I've read David Rockefeller's books. I've read their op-ed pieces. I've read Foreign Affairs. I've read Declassified Congressional Frank Church reports. I have read the memoirs of these people, Helmut Schmidt and the rest of them. I've infiltrated Bohemian Grove. I've interviewed former MI6 officers like John Coleman, Dr. John Coleman. I've interviewed the Special Forces commanders. I've interviewed the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Moore, repeatedly. I've interviewed them on and off air. I know what's going on. They know what's going on. And so they just denied, 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 with the brainwashed public not understanding what's going on. And then now China's stock market has plunged 30%. Trillions and trillions have been lost. And the Financial Times of London and others are asking, is this the new 1929? Well, I'm sure if we give unlimited trillions to select banks to prop it up, which is now happening in China, while all Western eyes remain firmly focused on Greece, a potentially much more significant financial crisis is developing on the other side of the world. In some quarters, it's already being called China's 1929, the year of the most infamous stock market crash in history and the start of the economic catastrophe of the Great Depression, which, of course, led to a giant war. In any normal summer, a 30% fall in the Chinese stock market, a loss of value roughly equivalent to the UK's entire economic output last year, after an ascent which has seen share prices more than double in the span of a year, would have been front page news across the globe. Then it goes into how it isn't. The drastic series of government interventions to stem the panic. And of course, it's that government intervention to certain funds that is the real robbery going on. And then now they've halted trading on the NASDAQ, on the New York Stock Exchange, and they say it was a glitch. More lies.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. manipulation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
Fox News and others are reporting that the feds are saying the New York Stock Exchange shutdown was an internal computer error, not a cyber attack. The Chinese stock market is continuing its nosedive as their main regulator warns of panic as their retail investors, their novice gambler investors that we warned about on Monday, panic. And despite the fact they're trying to prop it up, the general public is exiting in a rout. So very, very serious situation. We'll continue to track it throughout the day. Some of the other articles dealing with this are up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And ABC News is breaking down how China's stock market trouble is affecting the U.S. China being the second largest economy in the world, investors around the world are anxious about the major slide in the Chinese stock market. And there's a Leanne McAdoo report that I haven't gotten to yet that I mentioned yesterday from the Nightly News on Monday, where she went out in Austin, and most people were like, I don't care about Greece. They're nothing. They're small. They need to pay their bills. Well, we're in greater debt per capita than Greece, and most of this isn't my debt or your debt. I pay over 65% in some form of tax. Isn't that enough? Isn't that enough? Oh, no, but when the economy goes under and they all tell us we've got to have bail-ins and have our bank accounts taken as they're announcing preparations to do, we'll hear, well, you got a debt, you got to pay it. Yeah, I got to pay for all of Bernie Sanders folks' student loans. Your parents should have understood there was no jobs in the future with NAFTA and GATT when they paid to get you into college and when you paid for it. It's not my fault you got screwed over. I'm not here to pay for everything. Plus, I don't have the money. You could take all the middle class's money and all the nouveau riche's money, and it wouldn't even run the country for 2 years. The globalist is different. But you can't redistribute their wealth because it's fiat. Do you understand? There's not enough real resources to give you everything free, to give you a new car, to give you smartphones, to give you a house so you can sit there and weigh 800 pounds and talk about how you're smart all day watching Rachel Maddow. Just doesn't exist. You're about to find that out. We've got an incredible Nigel Farage video where he challenges the leader of Greece to leave the euro and bring down the New World Order. That's coming up. Greg Palast is coming up. Briefly, going into this crisis is now more important than ever to keep our bodies healthy and to make sure that we're not deficient in a lot of the key compounds that are out there. And the biggest one is True Nation Iodine, Deep Earth Source. We're the only source that has this true iodine. I call it true iodine because we don't have a way to describe it. It's just so pure, and it's elemental. It goes right into the body. Consult your healthcare provider before you take it because it can have hardcore detox, you name it. The amount of energy it's given me, what it's done for my skin, I tan better, just like experts said I would once I had enough iodine in me. It just does so many things for me personally. And, yes, it's going to sell out. It's at InfoWarsLife.com. So secure is yours today. We're down to like 1,000 bottles of Super Male, 1,500 bottles of Super Female. It'll be 6 weeks till we get that in. We just have not had the budget and not had the supply chain to get everything we need. So most of our products at InfoWarsLife.com are sold out, and our two best sellers are about to be sold out. We have free shipping in the month of July. Even though I'm about to sell out, I'm not getting rid of the free shipping. That continues store-wide on everything at InfoWarsStore.com, or when you call toll-free 888-253-3139. And it's never been more important to fund the tip of the spear, because more people are tuning in every day as they start to wake up as the hammer gets dropped. Second hour coming up. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.